Hi, my name is Teresa Anderson, and I'm your spiritual guide. In a few moments, I will lead you through a guided meditation and visualization that is about getting new glimpses and insights as we're going to be delving into various mirror forms and some of their possible effects. Before we get started, I want to help prime the pump of your imagination in order to help you to get into today's theme in a focused and more present way. So imagine that I've given you a pair of special eyeglasses and that you're putting them on now. These eyeglasses will help you during this exploration today. The purpose of these glasses is to help you to see with more exactness. These glasses and lenses assist you by allowing you to become more of a curious observer as you bear witness to what is there to be seen by you now with more precision. I invite you to be curious and alert as you explore various types of mirrors and mirroring experiences. I hope that you will give yourself permission to just allow things to bubble up and to trust your own intuition and your own inner intelligence and wisdom as it tries to guide you. So now, in order to prepare you even further, make sure that you are not driving a vehicle or operating any machinery. You'll want to find a space where you know that you're not going to be interrupted for the next 20 minutes or so. Turn off any cell phones or electronics. As you explore this guided visualization, I invite you to be curious and to trust yourself if you receive anything like impressions or hunches or new perceptions about something. Know too that it's also okay if you feel you don't perceive very much. I encourage you to be curious and open as things do bubble up. Remember that you can come back and listen to this meditation and visualization as often as you would like. So now, find a relaxing space. And once you are in this relaxing space, make yourself comfortable. For example, you can lay down or you can sit up. You just don't want to fall asleep. And I invite you now to close your eyes and just listen to my voice and notice that you're breathing in and out. There's no special way to breathe. Just breathe. And notice as you are breathing, you are becoming more and more relaxed. Trust that you will remember what you need to during this exploration. And you can make notes after this experience if you would like. If you haven't already done so, now close your eyes. You find yourself in the driver's seat of a cherry red convertible car. You're headed into the main gate of a large estate called the Mirrored Manor. As you're driving the car towards the main parking lot, you hear a voice come onto your car radio. The voice says, "Imagine that you are intentionally trying to move forward in some area of your life. Think of the windshield of your car as a view towards the future, and notice that you also have a rear view mirror. Think of that rear view mirror as representing your past." Next, the voice on the radio suggests one way of looking at this is you might want to consider that the reason the windshield is so large and the rear view mirror is so small is because what's happened in your past is in your past. It's a challenge to try and move ahead by constantly looking in a rear view mirror. The past is a rudder to guide you, not an anchor to drag you. There are things we can learn from the past, and there's value in moving on and letting things go. Have you ever caught yourself revisiting old memories from the past? Some of us spend a fair amount of time replaying scenarios that seemingly still grab our attention and distract us from the here and now. Any scenarios that represent a would've, could've, should've in your life? Holding on to regrets from the past, for example, are just one thing that can distract you from looking towards the future. It can also distract you from being in present time and dealing with what is. Your power does not lie in the past that has already happened, nor in the future that has not occurred yet. Your power lies in the present moment, like in the moment you realize you've arrived somewhere and parked the car, so to speak. Can you bring yourself more into present time and to attend to what is unfolding moment by moment in the present of your life? The voice goes on to explain, know that this is a process and being more present is possible. Know that you are doing a great job and give yourself credit for all of this now. You take this in for a few moments while you park the car. Next, you get out of the car and you follow the arrows to arrive at a large building where there are floor-to-ceiling glass windows. You're greeted in the lobby by Maeve, who will be your guide today. Maeve explains that there are some exceptional mirroring forms that you will have an opportunity to interact with during your time here today. Next, Maeve takes you into a small salon room off to the left. You're amazed by the beautiful array of different handheld mirrors that she shows you. Some have very ornate handles and some are bejeweled. Maeve invites you to choose a hand mirror that feels right and natural for you to hold in one of your hands. She explains that there are two sides to this hand mirror. One side of the mirror reflects things 2 times larger in size, and the other side of the mirror is like a regular mirror image size. When you look into this mirror, the mirror addresses you by name and says, hello, I'm a kindness mirror. Every genuine and kind word that you say about yourself and about another into this mirror will be vibrated positively back to you and to them twofold. The mirror speaks these words of wisdom. Remember that words are powerful and you can enhance your life each day by what you say to yourself. Imagine if you were to start each day saying something positive into your bathroom mirror as you get started with your day. You could say something like, I love you, or any other positive mantra or catchword phrase that feels right to you to say out loud to yourself in the mirror. You're invited to look into the handheld mirror and to say 2 words to yourself that reflect positive feelings or thoughts about yourself right now. After you've done this, take a moment to notice how you feel. Next, Maeve takes you back into the main lobby of the manor and asks you, have you ever had an opportunity to explore a hall of mirrors before? Maeve explains that in some places in the world, at some carnivals or amusement parks, there may be an attraction that they offer that consists of a hallway maze or series of passageways lined with mirrors. Some of the mirrors may be curved mirrors that can morph and shift the images. Sometimes the images that appear in the mirrors can look like distorted reflections. So this is how the Hall of Mirrors works here in this space. Once you go into the hallway of mirrors, whatever image you're thinking about can appear in the mirror panel before you. You are invited to look at the image as an overall snapshot that can reflect back to you a feeling of where you think things are at with a person, place, or thing. Your task is to try to see through the lens of truth to see what is there in this moment of reflection. Perhaps you'll gain more clarity or have some new sense of meaning that can shift something in a fresh new way for you. Maeve reminds you that you have the special glasses on, and the lenses that are now in the glasses are truth-telling lenses. Trust that these truth lenses can help you to see a confusing or disorientating situation more clearly in your life. Maeve explains that in the Hall of Mirrors, you may see images that reflect your current life, and they may seem accurate or disorientating or distorted. And can you allow yourself to be curious and open to what is showing up for you in the reflections? Just allowing to see things from a different or new perspective can be powerful. Maeve explains that the Hall of Mirrors are special mirrors, for when you start down the hallway, you will see reflected back to you certain areas of your life and how they seem to you in this moment. Notice what you feel is being reflected back to you. Perhaps you feel a feeling or a word or a phrase might come to you that will help you to get a sense of what level of satisfaction or dissatisfaction you feel about some of the key areas of your life currently. It's okay if things seem off or distorted. Just be curious about what words, phrases, or images come to meet you. As you stand before the first mirrored panel, you see a few words appearing on the mirror. They say, key relationships. A voice in the mirror then asks you to think of a few of these key relationships in your life. And when you do, you start to see a few of these people's images in the mirror panel before you. You're amazed as you start to get a sense of how you're feeling overall about each of them. And you're starting to get more distinct impressions on how you see each of these relationships as being on a continuum of where you might be feeling something is unsatisfactory on the one end to being a very good relationship on the other end of the continuum. You find you are able to sense for each of these people where you are finding that you land with them on the continuum. The voice in the mirror reminds you that this is all, of course, from your point of view and from your perceptions, given the lens that you are looking through. She suggests that this may match or not match the perceptions of those that have appeared on this panel of key relationships if they were to try out this exploration too. The next mirror panel reflects your work life, and if you don't work, it reflects your creative life. The voice in the mirror asks you to think of work or your creative pursuits, and as you do, you start to see an image appear on the mirror before you. Can you notice how you feel about this area of your life as the images are starting to appear to you around this area? Where in the continuum, from the one end being unsatisfactory to the other end of the continuum to being very satisfactory, do you sense things are at here at this piece in your life? The next mirror panel reflects your personal interests, hobbies, and sense of adventure and playtime. What do you notice about this mirror panel as you start to see things appear here? And what are some of your reflections as you start to sense on the continuum whether you find this area more or less satisfactory to you in your life? Know too that you can receive more insights even after you leave this space. After a few moments, you go to the last mirror panel. And this panel is a special future cast mirror. In this panel, you can perhaps start to intuit or start to sense a thread of something that is still off into the future, but has some possibility of occurring in your life. As you ponder this, take a deep breath and just give yourself a few moments to relax into what may be starting to appear in the mirror to inform you about what is trying to make its way into your life and is still yet to come. As you take this in for a few more moments, you say thank you to the panel of mirrors. You hear the voice in the mirror say goodbye, and she reminds you that you can come back here anytime you like. Next, Maeve walks you out of the manor through a beautiful flower garden and out onto the lush green grass, where you make your way onto a walking path where you find a serene reflection pond. You find yourself walking up to this beautiful small pond, and you're drawn to it as it seems so calm and peaceful. As you're gazing at the reflection pond, Maeve reads out loud the words that are written on a park bench near the pond by the poet Andrea Devi. Like water, which can clearly mirror the sky and the trees, this happens only so long as its surface is undisturbed. The mind can only reflect the true image of the self when it is tranquil and wholly relaxed. As you look into the reflection pond, Maeve asks you if there is an activity that you engage in currently in your life where it helps you to become more calm and more peaceful, like the water in the reflection pond. Especially, you notice that this practice helps you if you've been upset or something has disturbed you. Some people do have a practice, such as meditation, that can help them clear their minds of some of the thoughts and some of the experiences that they've had, and to be able to enter into more of a calm and peaceful space to reflect upon things. And at those times, often they can see things from different perspectives. Just know that if you don't have this kind of practice now, that there are all kinds of practices that you can cultivate and explore and experiment with that can help you to achieve some of this peacefulness and calmness. And you can explore some of these once you leave this space. Next, you make your way back to the parking lot to find your car. And as you're getting ready to get into your car, Maeve stops you and says that she has a few things to give to you. Maeve gives you 3 snapshots of the images that appeared in the mirrored panels to help you remember some of the impressions that you had during your experience here today as to your level of satisfaction in these areas in your life. She also gives you a pad of sticky post-it notes so that you can use these to write some positive words or phrases that you can read out loud to yourself each morning. You can post different sticky post-it notes onto your bathroom mirror to remind you to engage in this practice. Perhaps track yourself and how you feel having done this practice after a week or two of doing it. Just observe anything that you notice about any of the results with this practice. Next, Maeve gives you a postcard of the reflection pond with a special quote on it, and this is to remind you that you can experiment and find a practice that will help you to become more calm and more peaceful and centered in your life. Next, you get into the car and the voice on the radio comes back on. The voice asks you to symbolically look briefly at the rear view mirror of your life that represents the past, and then to position yourself to gaze more fully forward towards the future while staying as present as you can in the here and now of your life, and to be as present as you can with the hands on the steering wheel of your life. As you're reflecting upon all of these experiences that you had today, take a few moments now and take a few deep, relaxing breaths. Then start to notice your body. And as you start to come back more fully into this time and space, you can begin to start to wiggle your toes and your fingers. And when it feels right to you, and you'll know when that is, you can make your way back into a seated position. And at that point, you will be able to open your eyes. I would like to thank you so very much for being with me today. And until next time, I wish you well.